Good afternoon. Thank you so much for being here to learn about Bitachon. Today, we are dedicating this for a Refuah Shlema for a dear friend of mine, Dr. Doug Bierman, Chaim David Ephraim Ben Chana. And as I was reflecting on what we're learning, it's about Bitachon. However, we have to at least occasionally remind ourselves, what is our destination? And as we've stated many times, our emunah, which is our faith in Hashem's existence, and our bitachon, which is the implementation of that faith, especially with daily challenges, is supposed to lead to the midah of simcha. That means we want to arrive at a state of joy. Of course, we have to acknowledge, and I've been told this a few times, especially people in their developmental years are very sensitive to this topic. And when I speak about it, sometimes I've heard people say, yes, but we have to legitimize and we have to acknowledge and justify our feelings. And yes, that's definitely true, that we have to work through our different emotions. But the goal is we have to validate the big V word, the validate. We validate that things are difficult, but our goal is to try to work through, develop, grow, and move on. And it occurred to me that there's something that some people get stuck on. I sometimes can get stuck on the following predicament. And that is, in our lives, sometimes we feel I am not being respected enough by somebody or a certain situation. It's not that we're pursuing kavod. We're looking for honor and recognition and fame. No, no, no. I don't need any of that. It's I just want the basic, what we call kavod habrios, just basic human respect. And as we know, there are times that we don't even get that. We get less than that. So that comes from Hashem. It's not in our control. How are we supposed to view that? And how can I be a happy person and acknowledge that reality, that sometimes I am not respected the way that a human being should be respected or acknowledged, at least? Just the very basics, the level that's rudimentary and it's fair to hope for. So I was coming through Maseches Avos again, reviewing it. And in the third parak, it discusses the topic of all Torah. What is all Torah, spelled with an ayin? It's a person who accepts upon himself or herself the yoke, the privilege slash responsibility of Torah. For men, it's that insistence on learning every moment that I'm able to, as much as I can. And for both men and women, it's learning, it's doing the mitzvos, it's a support role when it comes to learning. When a person accepts the yoke of Torah, it says in this Mishnah in Avos, so the Ribbono Shel Olam removes other burdens, other responsibilities from the person. It comes from Shemayim. And as you know, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana Omer, call him a Kabbal all of all Torah. Any person who totally immerses himself in Torah, accepts that yoke, that responsibility, the word yoke can mean a burden, but it's a privileged type burden, mavirin mimenu, then from Shamayim, they remove the other burdens from the person, because part of life is that we have to bear burdens and we toil and work, and they remove from that person, oh malchus, anything that comes from the government, anything that's imposed upon us that's difficult, the old derech eretz, and also the yoke of way of the land. What does derech eretz mean? The need to bring in money, to make a livelihood. Things suddenly, somehow, miraculously, go much more smoothly when I'm ready to accept the yoke of Torah, because that is what Hashem wants us to accept and to take upon ourselves. But what does it mean to take upon oneself the yoke of Torah? I saw a splendid explanation, what a beautiful pshat, quoted from the Tanna Devei Eliyahu Rabbah, Yud Gimel, it's a medrash, Rav Pinchas Kahati Zatzal, quotes this in his commentary on the Mishnah. And when I saw this, it lit up my day, because I said, not only is it all right to sometimes be treated like a shmata, if I can't help it, I'm not trying to be treated like that. Not only is it okay, and I can actually work through it and move on, I can actually capitalize on the opportunity and say that is advantageous from my avodas Hashem. How so? Tanna Devei Eliyahu says, Lamaha Darva Dome. When a person accepts the yoke of Torah on himself, and it just occurred to me, in order to take on a burden on one's shoulders, You have to bend down. So the sensation is, if I'm willing to lower myself, to bend down, what does it compare to? And I'm going to take upon myself, I will go fully with all my energy, my heart and soul into Avodas Hashem, concentrate on Hashem. That will be my goal. It is compared to Iskufa HaTachtona. What's an Iskufa? Sometimes it's called the Miftan. It's the threshold or doorstep. It's like a doorstep, a threshold. It's some piece of material, wood, metal, whatever it is at the front door that everybody walks over it. Shall call Doshinba, that everybody threshes over it. Huh? Wait a minute. That's what it means to accept the yoke of Torah? I become a shmata? Something for, I become a doormat? Person who learns Torah and teaches it to others, listen to this beautiful lashon. Hakol nehenim me'or Torah so. Ah, different way to look at it. I could be a happy person, even if I'm not respected the way that maybe I think I should be. Because if I'm like a doorstep, I'm like the threshold, that means I'm very lowly, isn't it? Doesn't that mean that? No, it's Hakol nehenim. Everybody benefits from it. That's how people get in the house and out of the house. So it's hanoa. It's actually giving pleasure and benefit. It's providing a service to the world, because a person who works in that meetup and does not get angry when he or she is not respected properly, it becomes like that doorstep, is willing to lower himself, but that in turn benefits the whole world, because the actions of a righteous person are a hanoa for the whole generation. We have no idea what we're protecting other people from. Because I'm willing to be lowered if I can help it, and that's how someone treated me, I won't get angry. Where does this come up? The Mesillas Yesharim, he talks about the expressions of humility. One of them, he says, is bisval hoel bonos. You might be familiar with the terminology. When a person can tolerate, can take a hit, and doesn't get angry at other people. If my goal is I'm not going to get angry at people, I'm not going to be mad. I'll be like that doorstep. If it happens that way, that people walk over me, but that creates hanah. Not only will it lead to my self-improvement and development, it will also benefit everybody. Don't I want to save people from tzaros? Imagine how many lives we could save. In Eretz Yisrael, we can save lives by not getting angry at people. There's so much evidence to that in Chazal. But, says the Tana Devei Eliyahu, he's also compared the Korah. It's like the beam over the door. Shall call over him, allow everybody passes by. Because there's also a spiritual prestige to that. To not being angry at people who treat me like a doorstep, then I also become like the Korah, like the beam, the over the door. Okay, Elon, it's like a tree. Shall call Yoshvin Betzilo, that everybody benefits from its shade. Because it's really hot outside. Let's sit under this tree and have some shade and let's cool off. That's also the person who accepts the yoke of Torah is compared to that. Uchaner, and it's like a lamp. She'ose ma'or einayim l'rabim, that illuminates for the community, for the public. All of those four, it's the first item mentioned in the Tana Devei Eliyahu, and that medrash is the doorstep. It's the threshold. Because if I'm willing to take a hit, because that is what life has in it, I don't have to be right. I don't have to be perfect. I don't have to have the last word. I can love the other person, even though the person did not respect me, didn't speak to me with a smile. I can still love that other person. Then I became like that doorstep. But I will be mahane. I'll give pleasure to everybody. Because first of all, I'm developing as a person through that. That is what builds us. And I'm also bringing zechus to the world, but I'll also be like that upper beam. I'll be like a tree that provides shade. I'll be like a lamp that provides illumination. So when I said to myself, if we're headed towards simcha, some people get stuck. This is what I'm snagged on, this thing that it's annoying to me, that there's something in my life that's not perfect. And we know that that's Purim coming up. Remember, what did Haman say? Haman has so much. He has so much wealth. Everybody knows this, Shmuz. Let's review it. I'm reviewing it for myself. What did he say? He has children. He has wealth. What is he missing? He said, it's still not worth it to me. Huh? You have everything. What's wrong with you? No, it's not worth it to me because it's not perfect, because there's that Jew who doesn't bow down to me, Mordechai. And we know that Amalek and Haman is the impulse, it's the inclination inside every person. That's why it says to blot out the remembrance of Amalek. Timcha ezechar Amalek in Parshas Kiseitze, macho emcha ezechar Amalek. Hashem says in the end of Parshas Pesach, I will eradicate Amalek. And as we know, as the Rav Zalman Sarotskin says, it's representing, it's really the fight against the Yetzer Hara. That's what Amalek represents. Hashem says, I will help you. That's Emche. But you need to put in your work, Timche. We need to blot out that attitude, the attitude that it has to be perfect. And if it's not perfect, I'm sad, I'm depressed. Well, that's what is an impediment towards developing in emuna and bitachon and simcha. You know, the Gemara above Metzia comes to my mind. You might like it. It says, Itzach gutza gochin velachishla. It's a mashal. It says you have a little wife. Your wife is short. Bend over and be concerned for what she says. Listen to her. Bend over, it says. We need to be able to bend and lower ourselves. If we're willing to do it, we'll be happier people. And then we'll be able to move forward to learn about Emunah and Bitachon. So you're saying, well, why did I learn about this today? That's because our destination is Simcha. Emunah and Bitachon, they lead to Simcha. That's what this forum tells. This is the approach that we're going with here in the Aruch HaTzaddikim. But we will have a constant obstacle, an impediment called being worried about this or that, lack of respect, daily challenges, the vicissitudes of life that we seem to get stuck on. But we have to move past them. When we can move past them, then we can start working on Emunah and Bitachon and continuing to do so. And that's exactly what we're going to do right now. So we take a look in the Aruch HaTzaddikim where we left off last week. And he was telling us about not putting ourselves in danger. And by the way, I do have one more postscript story. Being willing to lower ourselves or be lowered if necessary. Okay, so some people who know me, they know that I have this passion for picking up trash. All right, fine. You might say, oh, it's crazy, nuts. No, actually, I found a tshuva, a shir from a Rosh Kollel in Eretz Yisrael, and he actually proves that halachically there's several reasons, if you're able to not leave garbage in Hashem's beautiful world, if possible, to pick it up, especially if there's a Hamisha brand wrapper that says Pashkez on it, and it's on the ground, and I walk by it. He actually claims that could be a Chilal Hashem, because, hey, this is a frum Jew. There's a frum wrapper there. You left it on the ground without getting into the halacha. That's not what we're talking about, although there are many halachic ramifications. So in my little adventures picking up trash, which I don't always do, but I try to, I've had several comments. Oh, I've had some really positive ones. I've had the mail carrier one time said to me, we appreciate you. Well, that was nice. I appreciated that. Another time when I was picking up trash, there was a gentleman whom some people find to be difficult to deal with who lives not far from my house. He looked at me and said, huh, are you running for mayor? I think that was a positive comment. But my favorite one was from a youngster. I was once going around on my rounds and I was picking up. It was a busy day. There was a pretty good amount of trash out there. I'm picking it up and I see this young boy who's watching me. He's staring. And he's looking carefully at my actions. I pick up one piece, put it in my bag, another piece. And then he looks at me and he points and he says, hey, you missed a piece over there. And I said to myself, ah, Baruch Hashem that he's here, because I would have left that one. Now, some people might say, what? Isn't that like degrading? Maybe instead of saying that, let him pick it up, the little boy, no? But like I said to myself, who am I to get upset if he's here to help me, right? So in other words, some people would say, oh my goodness, that wasn't respectful. It was fun. It was actually comical. And I'm not using myself as an example. I'm not a person that you can really learn from very much. I'm just saying that for myself, what I did was I said to myself, that can build me because I could be like Iskufa. I could be like the threshold. I could be like the doorstep. And I could say, I have no problem with that. In fact, I appreciate that. That can build me. And I can also be like that upper beam, like that tree also that we talked about before. And like I could become like an illuminator to others. Maybe it'll inspire others to do certain things. And now back to the Aruch HaTzaddikim. Perfect half point in today's Vat. The Aruch HaTzaddikim is telling us in the middle of Bitachon HaRishon. In the Bitachon HaRishon, as you remember, had to do with casting ourselves into Avodas Hashem, throwing ourselves forward in a positive way with enthusiasm, with alacrity, with passion to serve Hashem. But there's a limit. We're not allowed to place ourselves in danger. And the Aruch HaTzaddikim reminds us, Gahamachnis Atzmo Besakana Beomer, regarding a person who puts himself into danger and says, Ani Batuach Bashen Yisbarach, I am trusting in Hashem. This is an imbalance in bitachon. All of Nehemar. About such a person, it is said in Mishle Yudalit, Tezayin, and I have the pasuk open in front of me. Uchsiel misaber uvoteach. And a fool passes through and trusts. So that's called the fool's trust. Meaning, yes, we have to trust in Hashem. Extremely trust in Hashem that he's going to protect us. But we're not allowed to cross the line and put ourselves in danger. Now I'm going to read you the whole pasuk in Mishle. Perek Yudalit, pasuk Tezayin. Chacham yore v'sor meira. A prudent person, a wise person, will fear appropriately, by the way, will not be paranoid, will not be fearing everything. We already learned it was the aleph of the Zvad. It says, lo sira mayhem. You're not supposed to be afraid. We're not supposed to be afraid of war. We're not supposed to be afraid of illness. We take precautions. We do stuff, but we're not supposed to be living in fear. But it says there are some things we have to do take precautions about. And that's what the pasuk in Mishle is saying. Chacham yore. A wise person will have an element of fear and will move away from evil, from things that are dangerous. Remember the Gemara that we learned where it says, Ashrei Adam Mafache Tamid, fortunate, happy is a person who is constantly Mafache, he's afraid. And we said that has to do with what? Ahu B'divrei Torah Ksiv. It's about Torah. Like a man who learns, and could be a lady also. I don't want to forget what I learned. I have this fear of forgetting it, so I'll review it. It's supposed to propel me toward positive behavior, not to weigh down on my emotions and make me afraid and paranoid. So here's another example of positive fear. Chacham yore, a person who is wise, who has foresight, will have an element of fear, v'sor meira, and will move away from things that are dangerous or evil. U'chasil misaber uvoteach. But a fool will pass on, will pass through a situation and will trust. Here's an example of misused bitachon, which in order to strike the proper balance and to be well-rounded in bitachon, I heard that expression, by the way, from my ninth grade Rebbe, Rabbi Kassenstein. He said we have to be well-rounded, balanced in the midos. The Mesillas Yesharim says it. He calls it Mishkal HaChassidus. You have to be in a balance. So this bitachon is not the proper trust. So the Vilna Gaon explains what's going on in this pasuk. Hachacham yore min ha-michshol. A person who's wise will be afraid from something that you could trip over or be injured by. Shalom yavo l'idei davara, that he won't come into the hands of an evil situation, something that's dangerous. V'sor min ha-davar shabal l'idei ra. And he moves away from something that will bring him into the hands of evil. And that's totally acceptable. We're trying to show that, yes, we have to have flawless emunah, the best we can. We have to have impeccable bitachon to the best of our abilities. We have to try to reach the pinnacle of simcha to serve Hashem with a positive attitude and emotion. But we also have to be careful. Uchsil misaber uvoteach. A fool passes through a situation and trusts. What does that mean? The Vilna Gaon says. I'm reading you the Gra on Mishlei. Ava uchsil, but the foolish person, over b'makom sheyesh li to'os, passes through an area or into a situation that a person can err, can make a mistake. It's not just a physical location. We're discussing situations that it is not smart, it is not wise to enter into situations and places that could mislead us and get us off track. It could be off track in Hashkafa. It could be a group of friends with whom you're associating. Obimokom sakana, or in a place of danger. Uvoteach b'Hashem. The foolish person goes into that situation and trusts in Hashem. Shelo yavo l'idei ra. He trusts that he won't come to the hands of evil. Uvitachon hakasilim. So today we're learning about a different type of bitachon. Usually bitachon, we're all for it. Today it's bitachon hakasilim. This is the other side of bitachon. It is the trust of the fools. Because who's forcing him to go in a place of danger? Why is he doing that? So that's why. That's a rhetorical question, the Vilna Gaon says, that Shlomo HaMelech means in Mishlei. So we have to avoid these situations. Now I'm going to give you a little brain teaser. It's a story that happened many years ago. And I know that some people in Cincinnati might remember it if you were here. So we were walking on. It was Parshas Zachar. See, it's timely. It was Parshas Zachar. And of course, it's the only laning of the year, the only Kriyas HaTorah through which a person can fulfill a mitzvah d'oraisa. Hearing what Amalek did to us, the chiras mechias Amalek, it's a machlokus between poskim if women are also obligated. We do that in halakha class. Rav Moshe and others say women should go to hear it. So really we try to go because it's a machlokus, they should try to go. So I was walking to what we call the big KI. That was Knesset Israel, the shul that was in Roseland. And we approached the border between Amberley Village and Roseland. We're on the way to Knesset Israel, to that shul, known as KI on Section Road. And there's a train stopped on the railroad tracks. There are railroad tracks between here and there. And the train isn't moving. It's absolutely immobile. It's stopped. There were different opinions among those walking to the shul what we should do. There were three opinions, and I'm going to tell you the three opinions, and I'm not going to tell you, like, oh, yeah, this is the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do, but these were the three opinions. So well, the most strict opinion regarding this halacha that I just learned with you, which is Chacham Yore Besor Meira, that a person who's wise and prudent will avoid any danger or injury, and the fool passes through and has the trust of the fool. So the most strict opinion was go all the way. We could see it maybe a quarter of a mile down. These are very long trains. Go all the way to the front of the train or the back and go around it. It would take maybe 15 more minutes or more. Second opinion. One opinion said, nope. What we're going to do is we're going to go under it, under the train, real fast. One, two, three, run. Because how quickly could it actually get the motors on and start moving? That can't be really dangerous. The third opinion was, guess what? That's right. Climb over the train. Well, that's a little bit extreme, but they felt climbing over it isn't so bad because if it would start to go, so you'll have a ride. You'll be on a freight train. I don't know. Hopefully get off on the next stop. I have no idea what was going through people's minds, but they say if you go under it and it starts to go, then you're kaput, chas v'shalom. You're going to the end of it. I'm going to be late for shul. Go over it. So the worst that will happen is it'll start going. Hang on tight. The discussion was all about this idea, though. And I won't tell you what each person did. I won't even tell you what I did. But each person did something different. Bottom line is, though, we all agreed about one thing. We're not allowed to endanger ourselves. That's definitely true. The only question there was any of these more or less dangerous? Yeah, of course they were. But was anything acceptable besides going around the train? Well, we have many trains in life that we meet up with that we have to either go under, over, or around. Those are situations in life. Some of them are dangerous to our bodies, to our emotions, to our spirituality. We need to ask Hashem for guidance how to traverse that type of dilemma, how to make it through. But the main point is Hashem holds us accountable if we put ourselves in danger. And that's why it says, "Chsil misaber uvoteach." It's a fool who takes on the bitachon, that's the bitachon akselim that the Vilna Gaon mints, that he coins that expression. Torah, he's yirasnu al zeh. The Torah has exhorted us about this. Kemoshe Kosov, like it's written, Devarim Vav Tesayin, it says in the Pasuk, Lo Sinasu Es Hashem Elokecha. You're not allowed to test Hashem, your God. Say, I'm going to do this, and I hope that I'll come out okay, even though it's rather dangerous. Hashem's going to hopefully save me. That's testing Hashem. Again, we're not going to get into the parameters of this mitzvah, which is quite a complex one about testing Hashem, but we're only going to look at this aspect of it today. And that is that as much as we learn about bitachon, we're not allowed to have misplaced bitachon, or as the Vilna Gaon calls it, bitachon akselim, because that's also testing Hashem and then using up our zechuyos, our merits, when we're not supposed to. Ba'machnis atzmo lidei sakana, says the Orach HaTzadikim, the person who puts himself in danger, umemis atzmo, chas v'shalom, causes himself to lose his life, chas v'shalom, onsho gadol mi mishamemis acherim. His punishment is worse than someone who kills someone else. Let us just focus on this point for a few moments. We know that a person's closest relative is himself or herself. Adam Korov Eitzel Atzmo. And there's an idea in the Navi, it's in the Treyasar, that the closer that people are relativity-wise, for example, siblings, the higher are the expectations that they will be benevolent and sweet toward each other. So, plugging in that formula, if chas v'shalom, a person hurts someone who's close to him, that's considered a worse avera than if he hurts somebody or harms somebody who's not so close to him, because Hashem expects us to be friendly and compassionate, especially to those close to us, because it's kind of rudimentary and elementary. That's why the Navi says that the fact that Esav wanted to kill Yaakov, that really was provocative, Kaviyachol, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's his brother! So that's why the Aruch HaTzaddikim says to ourselves, we have to be so nice to ourselves. By the way, this is also one of the roots, Ve'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. It's also with bitachon also. We can't love others if we don't love ourselves, and that's taken for granted that we're going to at least have respect and true love for ourselves, each person, and that also we'll trust in ourselves, meaning trusting in our abilities to get close to Hashem. If I don't trust in my abilities, and if I don't think that I'm a great person, meaning I'm a Tzelem Elokim, and I'm capable of lofty accomplishments, if I don't think that, then I'm not going to get very far with bitachon, with trusting in Hashem. I have to trust in my own abilities first. It's the basics. It's the aleph beis to have that trust initially in myself and my own abilities. And the same thing with love and the same thing with respect. And that's what leads us to respecting and loving others and trusting in Hashem. Today, we're going to start the second area of bitachon, and that's called HaBitachon HaSheni. Me'inyan ha-parnasa. Oh, this is a tough one for many, for maybe most people, if not everybody. It has to do with parnasa. That's the second bitachon we need to have. How am I supposed to approach this in my mind? Isn't it a daunting task? How will there be enough money? How is it going to happen? Yeah, bitachon shalom al Hashem Baruch Hu. The person's trust has to be that bitachon, that trust has to be on Hashem. We're assured from Hashem that especially once we trust in Him, we will have enough parnasa. Yes, we're going to have enough money. There's so much money out there. Hashem says, Li kesef li azav. I have all the precious commodities. It all belongs to Hashem. Boy, does Hashem have a lot of that stuff. All I need is to access it. The amount that I need. Sheyazmin lo tzracha v'mazono kedei sipuko. The person needs to trust in Hashem, that Hashem will prepare and will provide the person's needs and the person's food according to what is enough for the person. And as the Mesillas Yesharim also indicates, what's enough for one person is not enough for the other person. Some people, they might need to have a candy bar each day because for them, that's not a luxury. It's a necessity. Obviously, go with your doctor's guidance and nutritionist, obviously. But I'm saying for the other person, that's a luxury. That's an extra. For one person, it's actually a necessity. But bitachon is that I trust in Hashem, that what is necessary for me, I'm going to have. And we also say that the revach, it should be not something, not exactly that amount that causes anxiety. Hashem should give it to us generously. We ask for that in benching. Below yidchok hashah, and the moment and the hour will not push the person. Lirdof achar kama inyonim, to run, to always be running after many things, hamatridi moso meis asik batorah, that distract the person from being busy to learn Torah. So let's summarize this one. We finished up talking about the body and the health and how we have to cast ourselves, throw ourselves into avodas Hashem with the utmost enthusiasm each and every day. That was the first bitachon, and to be careful from things that are dangerous. The second type of bitachon has to do with parnasa, and that every person needs this. We need to be sustained by Hashem to be nourished, and we need, and we're allowed to, and we should place all that bitachon in Hashem, that we are going to have enough money. We're going to have enough. We'll have shelter. We'll have clothing. We'll have a wardrobe. We'll have cash. We'll have enough money for everything. And it says right here, we need to have that bitachon, and I don't need to be anxious about it, and I don't need to be running either. And we ask Hashem next time, we'll talk a little bit about the running, how we can stay in one place and have bitachon in Hashem. Thank you so much for joining us. We will continue next time in Yetz Hashem.